Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I'm crazy. I have a situation in my district with a bar that is in a residential area that is wreaking havoc on the lives of the people living around it. It's really a mess. And they advertise, yes, last night was a big foam party for 18 and olders. So they're even encouraging the youngers. It's a very, chief is working, everyone's working on this because it is so overwhelming for the people that live around there.
So that's Jen Brer, City Councilwoman Jen Brer, talking about O'Reilly's Uptown off Creighton, is what she was talking about at the city council meeting last week. And apparently feeling at least a little bit frustrated because I guess, and I had not gone to look at the ordinance, so I don't know, and I did not bring this up with the mayor, we just ran out of time, but apparently the way the rules work is that the noise, if it crosses a street, it doesn't count as an adjacency, and so if it's loud to the people who live across the street, the noise ordinance doesn't care about that, the premise being that the street itself is so loud or a natural barrier. And so it would only have to be people who are on the same north side of the street next to the bar that would be able to complain.
Yesterday, one of the members who lives around there called because of the noise. He's sleeping with noise reducing. I mean, he can't sleep without anything like that. I mean, it's really terrible. It's a terrible existence for them all. And when code enforcement came, they said the road is a barrier to noise and that you can't go across Creighton and do anything because the road becomes the barrier.
Okay, which is an interesting limitation in the law. So yesterday, I know Channel 3 was doing some reporting on this. Tanner Stewart went out and walked around. That's kind of his new thing. I like it, the walk-around reporting. So going out and, you know, showing you an incident, which is something I've been doing for years. I think that's a good way to. I don't do it as much as they do. So, I mean, it's great. It's good reporting. It's kind of like walk along with me and show me the thing. It's kind of cool.
Good afternoon, everyone. We are here just off of Creighton and Azalea Roads in Pensacola, across the street from O'Reilly's Uptown Tavern, the same bar owners of O'Reilly's downtown. This bar in particular, there's one night, Wednesday nights, college nights, dollar drink nights is what we've been told from all of the residents here in the neighborhood, except they don't frequent the bar. They are regular recipients of the noise complaints and the trash. And we have heard story after story after story in just the last 24 hours from several homes in this neighborhood complaining about the bar.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, honestly, when I heard them, like, dollar drink nights, what night? Like, but then again, I probably am not going to enjoy myself in a crowded bar full of college kids getting drunk on cheap liquor. But, you know, whatever. I mean, just, you know, it's a complaint slash advertising, right? So Tanner goes on and explains the problem.
Multiple residents are telling us the loud noise is one of the biggest complaints they have, but trash, bar patrons are puking and urinating and other things in these yards. There are trees that have died in certain yards from different people defecating around them. It's absolutely disgusting, but this is the realities that we're hearing from so many of these residents. You see these trees here. This homeowner says she's regularly picking out bottles and cans and broken glass that people are just throwing over their fence at will.
I literally, the part that caught my attention was, wait, people are killing the trees with poop? Now, if some drunk college student poops on your tree and kills it, it's not laughing matter to you. But dang it, if Tanner Stewart didn't go make me Google, does human poop kill trees yesterday? Because, I mean, look, I thought that's fertilizer, you know, and how bad, well, the pathogens and the bacteria, and apparently it's true. So, yeah, part of my search history. Because of Tanner Stewart, does human poo kill, Poop kill trees.
Part of your search history. I love it. I can't get enough of that one.
I actually sent him a text yesterday. I'm like, oh, Tanner, well done. You made me do this today. Good job, sir. But look, for the folks in that neighborhood, I'm sure it's horrible. And if it's, you know, people, well, you move in next to a bar and you complain about the noise. You move in next to a bar that has one level of noise and then they change policy. They add a dollar drink night and now you got this problem to deal with. You know, it's, you know, moving next to the airport and complain about the noise, or move somewhere and they build an airport and complain about that. They're different things. Okay. And of course, nobody wants to live next to a problem, next to a mess, next to a tree killing poop flinger. So it's terrible stuff.
We've had several wrecks here. Okay. We had a brand new car sitting right out here. They spun out of that driveway, hit our car. Then I've had three mailboxes right here. They tore down my mailbox. I had to put it over here. A girl came to my door about 3 o'clock one morning, screaming and crying, saying somebody's trying to kill her from the bar. Can she come in? It's because it's college night and it's a dollar drink, and these streets will be packed. You'd think it's a carnival over there.
Again, I'm not sure if this is criticism or advertising. Exactly. But I don't know. I'm sure it sucks real bad for those people. I'm sure it's terrible. I'm sure it is. It's also hilarious. And, you know, Wednesday night, by the way. 8:16 on News Radio 92.3 if you want to go watch the circus. Apparently.
The carnival.
The carnival, yeah. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Rolling back accident-free right now. I-10, I-110, not seeing any delays. Neither are any of the major roads in our area.
I'm reading some of the texts. Are you reading the text too?
Not yet. Oh. I haven't read them yet. I'm just still thinking. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Hey, Andrew, I'm glad you searched it so I don't have to, nor will it be part of my search history. Somebody says, I thought that was fertilizer. Somebody says, does human poop kill trees? Rolling on the floor laughing. I almost wrecked in the Whataburger drive-thru. Thank Tanner, Stewart, and Andrew.
That's your search history.
If you don't know, you ask. And, you know, somebody will eventually come and find out why you asked that particular question.
just for you.
Speaking of plumbing, if you need to have your plumbing worked on, or your air conditioning, or your heating, or your electrical, you know, Peden will take care of all of that stuff. They've been doing that for 55 years here all along the Gulf Coast, from Tallahassee all the way to Mobile, Baldwin County, Gulf Breeze, anywhere in between. They can help you with professional service, professional products, good installation, 100% satisfaction guarantee. Peden will take care of you. And this month, during the month of May, when it's heating up, you can cool off with a new air conditioning system from Peden and get $1,500 off, plus special financing. Some restrictions may apply. Generators are coming up on hurricane season. Get the best price of the year before the storm season begins. Save $2,500 on a standby generator through May. Dependable and powerful Briggs & Stratton generators. Again, some restrictions may apply. Find out more or schedule an appointment at Peden, PEADEN.com.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to succeed in math? Hi, this is Adana Elder with Mathnasium. Summer is the perfect time for students to catch up, keep up, or get ahead. At Mathnasium, we offer tailored solutions for learners of all skill levels. We start by assessing each student's strengths and areas for growth, then build a customized learning plan just for them. Your child can join face-to-face sessions online or learn in person at one of our neighborhood centers. We proudly accept step-up scholarships. Mathnasium of Pensacola, Destin, and Niceville, changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Good morning, guys. I just want to warn you, traffic is tough out there.
We are here for you to tell you how to keep safe.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can.
To provide the music, talk, and sports you love. And to deliver the news that matters to you. We are the voices you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Honey, where are my pants?
Now, was that a quote from the Lego movie, or was that somebody setting up a webcam in their yard across from O'Reilly's on Wednesday night?
I was just about to ask that.
Oh, my God. The texts are amazing. I love listening to news radio, but not always at breakfast. Sorry. It's my fault. It's Tanner Stewart's fault. Register your complaints at WEAR. Oh, man. Hey, if you have a business, you have employees, you have benefits to handle, like insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, you got to manage HR, you got to manage payroll. I mean, if that's like your happy spot, like if that makes you woohoo, great, wonderful. Most people, not so much. And if you wish you could do it cheaper, better, or just not have to do it at all, give Torgerson Causey a call. They have been helping people with local businesses with benefits for more than 20 years. I know they've been working with us here at Cat Country and News Radio since 2021 for 4 years, and they've been great. Options we didn't have before, better customer service than we had before. They get my wife's seal of approval, which she does not get very easily. So, you know, they're fantastic. 433-9996 for Torgerson Causey. Check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Over 100 Democratic lawmakers are calling on Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to reverse cuts to LGBTQ youth mental health programs. The cuts put the 988 Suicide Lifeline services at risk. That was created in 2020. A federal grand jury has now indicted a Wisconsin judge accused of helping a man evade immigration authorities. Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan was arrested last month after she allegedly confronted an ICE task force and told them they needed a warrant to arrest the man, then directed the man to go through a non-public door. And Hollywood will soon be doing business in Russia again. U.S. film distribution by major studios came to a halt in Russia three years ago when Moscow invaded Ukraine. The studios are hoping for an end to the war this summer. The first studio to make the leap is Lionsgate, which is planning to release the John Wick spinoff Ballerina in Moscow on June 5th.
All right, David, thank you so much for the update. 822 on News Radio 92.3. Major League Baseball has reinstated Pete Rose, Shoeless Joe Jackson, and many other former members because, you know, they've received lifetime bans. But their lifetime has expired, and now the ruling that came out yesterday, or the decision that came out yesterday, was to basically end it at their death. And so you have, I had a number in front of me, and then all of a sudden I lost it. Among the players, don't have it. Sorry, I had it for you. Anyways, multiple players that were available now to be put into the Hall of Fame. Look, I have said this before. I'll say it again. I think that if you have a Hall of Fame and it doesn't have Pete Rose in it, that's an indictment of the Hall, not an indictment of Pete Rose. You know, whatever his behavior was, and also as a manager, not as a player, right? Which I think is a distinction. But Shoeless Joe Jackson is now eligible. I understand the history and, you know, how that scandal almost ruined baseball. But I go farther. I would say that, you know, if you have a Hall of Fame, it doesn't have Barry Bonds in it. Doesn't have Mark McGwire in it.
Well, yeah.
Doesn't have Roger Clemens and Sammy Sosa.
They have Big Mac Land.
Yeah.
I mean, there's tributes to that.
Right. In St. Louis, we have a huge veneration, if you want to call it that, for Mark McGwire. And he can't be in the Hall of Fame. How do you tell the history of baseball without telling about Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa's.
Yeah.
Or Barry Bonds or any of that stuff. Right? I mean, I understand. I do understand the criticism, but it's not a hall of virtue. You know, it's, you know, did you take away the home runs? Did you take away the record? Do you deny the you know, I mean, if the numbers are still there, then the people who produce the numbers should be in the hall. Again, it's not the hall of virtue. It's I mean, and think about some of the people that are in the Hall of Fame. I mean, Babe Ruth was a scoundrel, you know, right? Like, he was a really messed up dude. And, you know, maybe under today's rules, he wouldn't even be able to play baseball. I don't know. I think you, it's like many other things. You put in that stuff and then you teach around it. You contextualize it and you explain, hey, you know, these people are alleged to have broken the rules and yet this was rejuvenated the sport. I mean, I came back to baseball because of Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa.
Me too.
After the strike.
I was like, but why can't that be a teaching moment, just like you said?
Exactly. 8:25 here on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic on the 5s. John?
We're back to rolling accident-free again. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly, not seeing any delays to let you know about. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5s.
Thanks so much, John. Oh, this was particularly interesting to me. It comes years late. But do you remember the jetliner that got shot down over Ukraine, allegedly by Russia, or at least by, you know, insurgents or revolutionaries using Russian technology, the MH17 in 2014? So this is 11 years ago. And you remember how at the time we all knew that it was basically Russia's fault? Well, you now actually have a ruling that it was Russia's fault. It comes from an interesting source, the Council of the International Civil Aviation Organization. Found on Tuesday that Russia is responsible for shooting down Malaysian Air Flight 17 over Ukraine. 298 people died over a decade ago. The Dutch-led international investigation concluded in 2016 that the Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur airliner was shot down back in July of 2014 from Ukrainian territory held by separatist rebels using a Buk missile system delivered from Russia. This is all stuff we know. Moscow denied any involvement in the shootdown. The Netherlands and Australian governments brought the case against Moscow before the Montreal-based Global Aviation Agency instead of the International Court of Criminal Justice because Russia doesn't recognize the ICJ as having jurisdiction. So they brought it before this other group. And the council has now found Russia violated the Convention on International Civil Aviation, the Chicago Convention it's called, which requires, quote, states refrain from resorting to the use of weapons against civil aircraft in flight. It's the first time the council, which represents 193 member states, has decided to dispute between governments. So who knows what happens now, but you now have an official ruling against Russia for responsibility, culpability in the shootdown of that Malaysian air flight 11 years ago, which I think is a good step. It's better than pretending it didn't happen, right? Let's see, 4, 3, 7, 16, 20, what else? This had completely escaped my notice, and I apologize. You know, we have a big tennis tournament going on in town. There's a huge tennis tournament going on right now at Roger Scott. Goes on now through the 18th. It's the USTA Men's Pro 30K Circuit event. All those words mean nothing to me. I mean, I know what the language tells me they mean, but I don't know what those terms mean. But we have players in town from Australia, Kazakhstan, Japan, Portugal. This is a press release that was put out by them a couple of days ago. Pensacola Sports Director of Events, Amy Marquez, says this brings some of the highest-ranking players in the world. You have, you know, former, like, German tennis pro Alexander Zverev, who was ranked as high as 2 in the world, played in the 2024 French Open. When he was 16, he played in this event in 2013. So, I don't know, pretty cool. I didn't know what was going on. I haven't been over to Roger Scott to watch. In fact, I haven't been to Roger Scott since they renovated the courts, since they repaired the courts. So, that feel like that's a gap in my experience.
Game on. Let's do it. Let's do it, brother.
Oh, my God. If you ever want to watch, like, I'm just athletic enough at tennis. Like, I'm just athletic enough in general that I can be not terrible at tennis. But anybody who is any good at tennis would just slaughter me. So
that's why I said game on. Let's go. I need bragging rights.
Why you want to pick on me, bro? That doesn't seem very nice. Oh, somebody made this note to me the other day. I thought it was an interesting kind of put it in your hopper and play with it a little bit. You know, Memorial Day is coming. And, of course, Memorial Day in Pensacola means what? Big party down Park East, right? It's the rainbow event of the year in Pensacola. But here's what it made me think of. Remember, we're talking about UWF a lot this week because of last week's Board of Trustee meetings, resignation of Martha Saunders. It looks for all the world now like Manny Diaz is going to be the one put in as president. Anyway, the line of attack put on by Zach Smith in the Board of Trustees meeting last week began with a drag show, right? That Drag Me to Hell event from 2019. You know, if you got to dig 6 years to find your evidence. Anyway, but it got me to thinking, is Pensacola a conservative area or is Pensacola a woke, liberal, DEI, rainbow acronym people embracing area? Well, Pensacola is not one thing. Just like a university is not one thing. And if you decided to judge Pensacola by this one event, you would say, well, gosh, how dare they, right? Or if you said, you know, Pensacola is a mixture of conservatives and liberals and straight and gay and religious and non-religious and, you know, and there's this one big event every year. It's a, the problem of evaluating where a thing is at as an entity, where like a city or a county or a university is at, is if you cherry pick your examples, you will find examples to prove your point. But if you want to be honest about an entirety, all the data, all the evidence, all the events, you come at it differently. And my criticism of Zach Smith, particularly in his behavior at the Board of Trustees meeting on Thursday, was it was such a biased presentation of issues. And it was not a fair, honest assessment or even interested in the answers. So it just kind of, that example clicked with me a little bit yesterday about, you know, finding a way to be fair in your evaluation of things and what you would do if you took that approach to, for example, the Memorial Day events.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump is in Qatar now. Earlier today in Saudi Arabia, announcing he'll be lifting sanctions on Syria, with a new government having overthrown the Assad regime.
Felt very strongly that this would give them a chance. It's not going to be easy anyway, so gives them a good, strong chance.
He's urging Syria's new president to establish ties with Israel. Eric and Lyle Menendez are resentenced to life now with the possibility of parole for their parents' murder in 1989. A judge in Los Angeles agrees they deserve the chance. The brother's cousin, Tamara Goodell.
They have blossomed into incredible human beings. They are remarkable men.
The judge ultimately ruled in a way we differ with, but the judge had a full hearing. He heard all the facts and made that ruling.
L.A. County D.A. Nate Hochman, his predecessor, petitioned for the resentencing due to new evidence of their father's sexual abuse and programs they've started to help other inmates. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got a beautiful morning. It is 75 degrees and partly cloudy in Pensacola. Pensacola's mayor chiming in on the departure of UWF President Dr. Martha Saunders.
As a mayor and a citizen, I'm very proud to say that University of West Florida is part of our community. Not only did she keep the momentum at UWF, she made an aspirational vision that we've all talked about, higher performance, larger enrollment, unprecedented academic achievement. She made that a reality. And so I'll certainly be forever grateful for the effort she put in.
Reeves went on to say that Dr. Saunders was always willing to collaborate with the city on projects and with him personally before he became mayor. Saunders put in her resignation early this week following a contentious public meeting last week with the Board of Trustees and several of the new DeSantis-appointed members. Saunders is currently serving out a 90-day notice and plans to work with the board to ensure a smooth transition to an interim president. Well, some new information on the city of Pensacola's recycling program. Mayor D.C. Reeves outlining price changes and a potential start date yesterday. He says the price would actually go down for people who opt out of the recycling program to $24.99. For those who opt into the recycling program, it would be $32.99. The city's hoping to have that program up and running by July 14th. The suspect in last month's mass shooting at Florida State University has been denied bail. Judge Monique Richardson ordered 20-year-old Phoenix Eichner to be held without bond and told him not to contact any victims, survivors, or witnesses.
No contact means you can't call, write, text, email, can't contact on social media, and you can't ask anyone to contact those individuals for you.
And Eichner appeared remotely in court from the Wakulla County Jail. He'd spent several weeks recovering from surgery in a hospital. He didn't say anything during the appearance. He faces 2 counts of first-degree murder, 7 counts of attempted murder. Judge Richardson appointed him a public defender. Police in Pensacola investigating a shots fired incident in the parking lot of a local convenience store. That happened Tuesday morning about 11:30 in the parking lot at the 24/7 Mart at Pace and Cervantes. PPD does say nobody was hit by the gunfire so far. There's no information on a possible suspect. Florida's citrus growers are expected to produce a few more oranges than anticipated this year, with the U.S. Department of Agriculture estimating 11.63 million 90-pound boxes for the season. That's a modest increase from last month. but 35% lower than the previous year's production. Other citrus estimates remain stable. Grapefruit at 1.3 million boxes, lemons at 600,000. Florida Citrus Mutual's Matt Joyner says he's hopeful that lawmakers could approve a Senate proposal to allocate $200 million to support the struggling citrus industry. 8:35 at News Radio, and John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still reporting accident-free right now. Not seeing any delays. I-10, I-110 are looking good. Minor delays if you're on East Burgess Road going east or west approaching Palafox, but other than that, I'm not seeing anything else. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. It is 8:35 here at News Radio. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We are going to have a beautiful day today with partly sunny skies, high near 83 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 73. For Thursday, mostly sunny skies, high near 85. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 75 degrees. On Friday, keeping the sunshine around with a high near 86. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 75. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, 74 degrees. We've got partly cloudy skies. Your next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Your money now. Taking a look at our markets here at the opening bell. The Dow's up 69 points at 42,209. S&P up 16 points, 59,02. NASDAQ up 122 points this morning at 19,131. 10-year bond rate down fractionally at 4.489%. Gold prices are down 53.80 at 31.94. Silver down 56 cents at 32.54. And crypto down across the board right now. Bitcoin down 542 at 104.171. Ethereum's down 86 and a half at 26.10. Solana's down. Dogecoin down. And XRP unchanged at 259. ESPN's new standalone streaming app will cost sports fans about $30 a month. The new service from the sports cable network is set to launch this fall. It'll include all of the network's programming and other ESPN channels, including ESPN2, the SEC Network, and ESPN on ABC. Well, egg prices are finally dropping. The cost of eggs fell 13% in April, the largest one-month decline since 1984. That, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the price for a dozen eggs was about $3.30 on average. The price still nearly 50% higher than 1 year ago before the latest bird flu outbreak. There's a change in leadership at United Health Group, the nation's biggest insurer. The company announcing on Tuesday Andrew Witty is stepping down as the CEO for personal reasons. Witty'd been with United Health Group since 2018 and served as the CEO for just over 4 years now. Former CEO Stephen J. Hemsley was appointed to replace Witty, effective immediately. And Spirit Airlines offering some new premium options for travelers.
The option will include extra legroom seating and two free checked bags for its cardholders. According to the airline, the new seating will begin being installed in June and rolled out across the majority of Spirit's fleet by July, while the two free checked bags policy will start later this year. Spirit's embrace of premium options reflects a larger trend in the airline industry, and it comes after the airline exited bankruptcy in March. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
8:38, our next news at 9, and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Beach is a wonderful place to vacation and celebrate with your family. If you thought about having a family celebration or a memorable beach wedding, Casa de Luna still has good dates available this year. Casa de Luna is spacious, with room for large families. It has 9 bedrooms and 8 bathrooms. Casa de Luna is a large private home with a refreshing pool and water views. And the pool can be heated. Casa de Luna is unique in that the main living area is directly on the ground level. It's very convenient. Bedrooms are both on the ground level and upstairs. One bathroom is handicap friendly, and another as a genuine jacuzzi. There's a large gaming porch with a pool table, hockey, ping pong, and Xbox One. Bicycles are provided. Bring your family to Casa de Luna on Pensacola Beach.
For information, call Casa de Luna at 850-433-4855. That's 850-433-4855.
You know, if you're thinking about that next vehicle and trying to decide what to buy, where to buy it from, what's the right price range for you, what's the right, you know, what car, really? Frontier Motors, a great resource. Not only do they have the giant buffet of cars, I mean, like 300 cars, trucks, vans, all the stuff you could possibly want to look at, all in one place. So, you know how you usually do it. You go to, like, this spot, and then you have to meet, you know, salesman A and, you know, give them all your life story and your driver's license, and then you get to drive a car, and then you got to talk about that experience. And then you go to place B, and you get to meet salesman B, and, and then C, D, and eventually, like, it's a lot. Anyway, you go to Frontier, you meet one person, and then you drive as many cars as you like. It's very simple. And then you can compare them side by side. And you don't have to go through all the rigmarole because they understand that most people don't like to buy cars. And they want to make it as easy as possible. And it is. It's good prices for good quality cars. Cars that are a couple of years old with, you know, 10 or 15 or 30,000 miles on them that you're going to get warrantied up to 100,000 miles and or 10 years. And they're going to take good care of you. People that you can work with that can be kind of almost like advisors rather than adversaries. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
It's spring at Anderson Subaru, the perfect time to refresh your ride. With 3.9% for 63 months on 2025 Subaru Outback models, or get 3.9% for 48 months on 2025 Forester models and 2025 Crosstrek models. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Subaru for you, Subaru for you. Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Don't miss the Gumbo Yaya Cook-Off benefiting Big Brothers Big Sisters of Northwest Florida. Saturday from 4 to 6 at Seville Quarter. Amateurs and pros will be cooking to see whose gumbo is the best around, and you get to enjoy it all. Ticket info at visitpensacola.com. The Palafox Market is happening every Saturday from 9 till 2. Check out Southern Living's Best Florida Farmers Market. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
Well, we like to brag about our conversation serving no purpose here at 8:40 on the Pensacola Morning News. So my question of the day is, this is actually a listener suggested. Daniel suggested this one to me. What's the worst parking lot in Pensacola?
Ooh.
437-1620, 437-1620. And now, the way he asked the question was, what's the parking lot where you're the most likely to get into a fender bender? And that's a fair way to answer the question, but I think there are many ways a parking lot can be bad, and we have enough of them. So 437-1620, 437-1620, name your bad parking lot. Go ahead, 437-1620. I have personal examples of this vividly. John, you have a one that jumps out at you right away?
The one that jumps out at me right away is the Bay Center.
Oh, okay. Interesting. You know, I don't think of that as so bad, but tell me why. Backside or front side?
Front side.
Okay, on the I-110 side.
Correct.
Okay.
Because you've got people parking in the grass across the street. You don't know if you can park inside the Bay Center. I mean, it's just, for me, it's a tremendous nightmare.
Okay, I think you're on the backside now. You're on the 9th Avenue side.
No, I'm on the front side still.
Oh, okay.
But they're parking all in the grass and
okay,
up.
I got you.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Yeah,
the Bay Center
is more of a group of lots. It's not a lot, right? But yeah. No, okay. All right. Fair enough. Interesting. Meg, what do you got?
I would have to say the Walmart on Creighton.
Yes! Oh, please!
Because there's really only one entrance to get in and out. Yes. And then people seem to want to do different things to get to that entrance. But it's not just the cars. It's the shopping carts.
Yes.
It's the people.
Yes.
It's no one paying any attention.
Yes.
It's just chaos. I hate going there. Even though I still shop there, but I just...
Yeah.
I hold my breath the minute I pull in that parking lot.
Hey, my son got into a fender bender there because it's a crazy parking lot. It's poorly accessed.
There's no directionals.
It's terribly designed.
Right.
Now, the only one that rivals the Walmart on Creighton, in my mind, is the Walmart on 9 Mile.
I haven't been to that one.
It is atrocious. It's like if you set out to screw up a parking lot, this is what you would do. And it's, you know... Because of the way the lanes and the aisles and what you can see and can't see, I think the one on 9 Mile is just a little bit better than the one on Creighton. But I'm saying, we go there all the time. Every time I go, I think,
I hold my breath every time.
It's a catastrophe waiting to happen every time. Because especially with the one entrance off of Creighton.
Yes.
Or the one way by the gas station or the one way exit that apparently some people try to go in the exit.
And isn't there some sort of food place there too that people go through their entrances to try to get in? So I tend to park over by the garden center. That seems to be the safest corner.
But even there, the problem is, you know, where is it safe? Where are you going to avoid people? No, I completely agree with you. So 437-1620, 437-1620, question of the day. Who's got, we got like 15 texts already. Of course. Okay, who's got the worst? And by the way, it's not enough to just say what it is. You got to say why. All right, help a brother out. Tell me why it's bad. Somebody here says the Olive Garden parking lot. Although OG doesn't exist anymore, right? But the parking lot?
What? Olive Garden?
The Red Lobster I'm thinking of. Sorry. Yeah. I'm a Darden guy at heart. I used to work at OG, so they're all connected. But the Olive Garden is one with the really weird ripples and angles and slope. Yeah.
Kind of parking on a mountain.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
That is true.
Fun in a snowstorm or snowmageddon. Not so much fun in general use. The Apple Market. Is it Apple Market Airport Boulevard? Airport Boulevard.
Yes, there was one over there. I know exactly where that is.
Okay.
Further, but not near the airport, but further.
But this is not the Apple Market that's downtown.
On Scenic.
On Scenic. Yeah, this is a different thing. Okay. Let's see. 437-1620 Fresh Market or any Walmart? Any Walmart. Yeah, pretty much.
Any Walmart.
I need to do traffic on the fives. Any good parking lots for the... No. Tell them about the moving traffic this time.
Well, the moving traffic is doing good. No accidents to report to you right now, nor delays. Everything is rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickett's with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much. I'm reading a note that's not on topic, so I cannot share it with you. 4376. Yeah, it's not worth doing. Anyway, okay, let's see. Hobby Lobby. Yes. Hobby Lobby. I mean, it's not terrible, but one of the problems is you have a lot of parking lots that are kind of like can't decide if they're a parking lot or a street. And then getting around through those interconnected parking lots can be a little bit weird. I don't like one of the dings on a parking lot a lot of times for me is if I don't feel safe because I don't know what the rules are. And a lot of parking lots are like that. Actually, I think parking lots are one of the most dangerous places. You're probably not going to die in a parking lot collision. But in terms of like where the rules suddenly don't apply and it's the old wild, wild west and it's every man for himself or woman for himself, that's the parking lot experience. It's the danger spot, yes?
I think there's also a factor of when you're going somewhere like a store, your mind isn't on parking. It's on, I've got 15 minutes to run in there and
yes,
get blah, blah,
right,
blah.
Right.
And I've got my phone and my kids ringing because they're coming from school. So you're not even paying attention.
Right.
And then the people coming out, they're like, okay, come on. No one's paying attention. It's very chaotic.
What is the, I can't think of the anchor stores that are there, but at the northwest corner of Airport and 9th, I know the Mathnasium is back in there, but there's a couple of other stores right in there. The Five Guys is up there and some other stuff. That parking lot's awful.
Oh, yes.
Because it's way too small.
For
and
all those
it's
stores.
Hard to, like, know. I mean, people are crazy in that parking lot. And that's, you know, that's one that's a problem of scarcity of spaces. But also, you kind of, like, I dread going to that one because it's such a pain.
Well, I have one that I'm reluctant to bring up.
Oh, all right.
It's the Pensacola Beach Casino parking lot.
Oh, really? That bothers you?
Well, because having worked there,
okay.
I will tell you that it's fine on a regular day.
Yeah.
But when you have something
Friday
like a concert, Blue Angels, all that kind of stuff, there's only one way in and one way out. So things get really backed up because you only have that one exit, which then you come around the corner and there's the light there.
But compared to the old way, I actually think the new way is better. I think the not having multiple accesses and egresses, I actually think the new way is better. But I agree with you. It's a mess. And that's
Only till you sit there for an hour to get out.
I can't argue that. Circle K on Bayou near Cordova Mall. I'm thinking Circle K. Because I don't use that gas station, so I'm not sure. But I'll take your word for it. Somebody says, totally agree with the Walmart on Creighton. Quietwater Beach Boardwalk. Oh, on the other side.
Yes.
By Flounders.
Yes.
Or down the way by the other. I'm getting flashbacks. Again, especially on a Friday night, right? Mm-hmm. Total Wine Fresh Market on Airport. Designed gridlock. Yeah, no, I agree with that. Fresh Market on 9th and Airport, same person, or same store. A third one in a row, Fresh Market. Oh, wow. Marshall's Airport and 9th. People really hate that parking lot. Okay. Publix on Cervantes. Small, crowded, too many pieces moving all at once. Agreed.
That's true.
That one is, and it is too small.
Yes.
I would say the Publix on 9 Mile, on 9th Avenue, because when you go in, it's one of these, okay, where do I go? What do I do?
True,
and I feel when I'm going, especially going out the Brent side, the Bayou side, I always feel like, I mean, I hope I make it out okay, because I'm always looking around at every. Oh, same thing for the Richie's East on Creighton and 9th Avenue, because it's got a street cut right through the middle of it, and then I mean, it's the good news about that parking lot is there's not usually a lot of cars. But it's very much a feeling like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do or what the rules are here. Let's see. Somebody says, 437-1620. The question of the day is, what is the terriblest parking lot in Pensacola? I know it's not a word.
Terriblest?
Any parking lot not connected to their neighbor forcing me to have to go to the main road to get to the next door, all of them. Oh, now that's 9 Mile. You know how on 9 Mile you have to go, there's like four businesses that have this parking lot, and then you got to go back out on a 9 Mile and then come back into the next one and back out. If you wanted to go to any of the businesses along that, mm-hmm. like especially on the south side, you have to leave and re-enter, and yeah, that's genuinely terrible. Let's see. If you know how to drive, fender benders should not happen. Okay, fine. The worst parking lot for me is Baptist Medical Park and Sacred Heart Medical Lot. If your appointment is 10 a.m. or later, you can't find a spot. Hospitals in
true.
General, but no, that's you're accurate. Chick-fil-A on 9 Mile, three spots, and you have to go through the drive-thru to get to those spots. How dare you speak bad about Chick-fil-A? You know, you're going to get in trouble with them on Sunday. not on Sunday. Then you park at the building next door and have to walk through the drive-thru to find the door. No, I do the same. If I ever go to Chick-fil-A, I park at the next building over and walk across because I don't want to deal with all of that. Publix on 9 Mile. All right, fair enough. And Pine Forest. Any grocery store, basically, especially Publix, cars and people will always walk or drive behind you while you're backing out. I've started putting on my flashers, and people still do it. my wife was a witness to a gunfight in the 29 parking lot. Not exactly the shape of the question, but certainly a problem. New World Landing parking lot, huge potholes. Oh, okay, I haven't parked
Gosh,
in
I haven't
that
been
for
there
a while.
In a while.
I thought they were closed. Am I wrong? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Okay, anyway, parking lot, Fresh Market. People hate the parking lot at Fresh Market on 9th and Airport. Okay, fair enough. This is interesting because, I mean, I'm not familiar with that one. Marshall's lot is the worst. The cluster at Sam's Club gas station, there's no rules which way to enter. I would say the gas station by the Walmart on 29 is that same way, the Murphy station. Oh, no. Good luck. Any parking lot within a mile of a Chick-fil-A. the Fresh Market Total Wine. We've got like 10 votes for this parking lot. You owners do not understand how much people hate your parking lot. I-10 between Pine Forest and I-110 is the worst parking lot. Way to reorient the question. Sam's Club. Chick-fil-A, I love them, but Publix on 12th and Cervantes. East Hill Publix. It's you know what it is? It's partially the ones that get used a lot. You know, I'm sure the stores, they don't have a lot of customers. Everything's fine.
Sure.
Exactly. Oh, man. What a great set of answers to this question. I'm so glad I asked. Hey, if you are thinking about buying or selling a home and you want to make sure that you get one with the appropriate parking, I don't know. I can't make this segue work. Anyway, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinky Realty can help you with all of these issues. You know, is it time now? Is it a good time now to buy an investment home? You know, you might think that it is. Well, based on interest rates, what kind of rate does the person who owns a home already have? If it's a vacation rental or a long-term rental, are they willing to sell it to you? Can you afford it at the higher price? And or, you know, like there's a lot of factors that go into that. And sometimes rentals right now might not be doing so well because of some of those factors. So maybe now is not the time. I don't know. Ask Christina Leavenworth. She can talk you through that process. She can help you understand when's a good time to buy or to sell or where. And can you afford a beach home? Or do you need a bigger down payment in order to get the home you really would like to have? And questions about zoning and what might happen in the future around that home. Like, they're experts. They sold 165 homes last year, 175 homes a year before that, just week after week after week. They're selling, 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 helping people just like you, you know, make their decisions come true and help you make good decisions as well. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Lexus, BMW, Jaguar.
Where is the best place to take your vehicle for service and repair? That, my friend, is Matrix Auto Service, the future of auto service.
Porsche, Mercedes, Land Rover.
Their expert technicians provide top-notch service and repairs to all makes and models. At Matrix Auto Service, they pride themselves on transparency, honesty, and customer satisfaction with their number one goal, getting you back on the road quickly and safely. Matrix Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway.
Hi, I'm Hunter Rawls, and welcome to Southern Touch Heating and Air. My brother and I started this company with a passion for the business and the customer. We're a family and veteran-owned company that's committed to bringing the essence of genuine Southern hospitality into every aspect of our business. When you call us, you won't have to hide your wallet because we don't work on commission. I urge you to find out more about our company at SouthernTouchHeatingAndAir.com. And when the time is needed, call us, Southern Touch Heating and Air.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
ET phone home.
I love the expression on Meg's face when I played the E.T. clip. It's like I made all your childhood dreams come true for just a moment.
I love E.T. I do. It was just, I hadn't thought about it, and it just hit
that's
me.
That's it. That's why I played those clips, because it makes people happy.
Yeah.
I have a confession to make. When we were talking about the parking lots, actually, let's get John Pickens in here with traffic real quick, closer to On the Five. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110, Highway 90, 98, and 29 are all rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the Fives.
For whatever reason, we were talking about the parking lots, and people were saying the Fresh Market parking lot at 9th and Airport by the Total Wine and more and all that. I had, in my head, I got distracted on the wine, and I was thinking of 9th and Bayou down the way, you know, that one by the Chick-fil-A. And so I was thinking y'all were talking about that one, and I'm like, Fresh Market? There's no Fresh Market there. What are you talking about? Oh, no, this is the one I was saying I don't go to because this parking lot is so bad. It's the Mathnasium one, the Five Guys. Is Five Guys still there? They go out. They're still there. Okay. That's in the Marshalls. That is a... I'd say you ought to lock up whoever. I mean, if you could put somebody in jail for making a parking lot that's inadequately sized, right? It's too small and is terribly designed. That's the one. And by all the texts, I mean, we must have had 30 texts on the subject and at least half, about 10 to 15 of them were on this one exact parking lot. So, hey, fix your parking lot. 8:57 here on News Radio 92.3. Informal, whatever, I don't know, local, dependable, we can pronounce our words. Tomorrow the Supreme Court is going to be taking up the question. You're probably going to hear this reported not quite right. I hate to say it in advance, I don't want to let people make their mistakes before you call them out for it. The court is going to take up a case that involves the Trump executive order on birthright citizenship. But the case is not really going to be about birthright citizenship. The case is going to be about whether a court can issue an injunction nationwide. Because that's what happened in this case. You have, there's three different cases where basically Trump orders the executive order, says no more birthright citizenship. And then three different plaintiffs brought cases against that, asking for an injunction to stop the implementation. For example, some moms with some immigrant kids brought one because they want their kids to get citizenship and documentation, and they can't. And so they brought an injunction. The judge agreed with them, and it's not that rare. I mean, one of the things that a judge looks for on a restraining order or an injunction is they want to look and see what do they think the likely outcome of the case is. And depending on what they think the likely outcome of the case is, they might issue an injunction now or not, depending on, that's one of the factors. Anyway, Well, in this case, the judge says every ruling we've ever got says birthright citizenship is yours by the fact that you were born here, or citizenship is by the fact that you were born here. So this looks like it's going to fail, and therefore we're going to put an injunction against the Trump administration doing this. Well, the problem is not that. The problem is, well, what about all the other people who did not sue? Does the injunction cover them? Well, the concern is that you can shop for a place to have your hearing and find a judge who's more willing to go your way and then apply an injunction against the entire country. So, yes, the court could discuss the question of birthright citizenship itself. What's much more likely is that they will only be hearing, they will only really get into the issue of whether the injunctions would be nationwide or not, because they have been overused and they are a problem. But also, if you have an unconstitutional action, how do you stop that for the whole nation? Those are going to be the issues tomorrow.